let's look forward now to Christmas holiday movies. And this year, January 1, Mary Poppins returns.
Uncle Gutenberg was a bookworm, and he lived on Charing Cross. The memory of his volumes brings a smile. He would read me lots of stories when he wasn't on the source. Now I'd like to share the wisdom of my favorite bibliophile. He said,
cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look. Cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Chapter titles are like signs, and if you read between the lines, you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Oi, oi, that's Mary Poppins Returns, a song, knees up.
Jason Derulo dancing in the studio.
Yeah.
It's quite a sight.
Look, a bit like that, the title of that song, I could not judge this film by its cover. I was very surprised at how good it was. The big Disney holiday film is Mary Poppins Returns, stars Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins, Lin-Manuel Miranda as a Cockney chimney sweep. Ben Whishaw
and Lamplighter.
You're quite right. Yeah, Ben Whishaw and Emily Mortimer play the kids from the main two kids from the original film, now grown up. But there's Julie Walters in there. Dick Van Dyke is in there.
Well, it's a bit of a spoiler.
But you know, it's hard to recognise him when he does come on.
Mm. He's quite sprightly for 165 years.
Angela Lansbury, Colin Firth. Is the villain Meryl Streep, directed by Rob Marshall, who made, amongst other things, Chicago. So there's a bit of a pedigree there. Philippa, what did you think?
I really liked it. Yeah, I thought it was just great. I think it really managed to be in tune with the original, but also to have its own, you know, life and style and world and to just not bangers of songs, but you know,
no,
beautiful.
Unfortunately not. The songs aren't as good as the original.
Well, but a gorgeous, I think it grows on you. I've actually seen it twice, and I think the songs come up a little bit better the second time around. Mm. And the production design is great and just delightful. I really enjoyed it.
Luke?
I mean, I agree. I was taken completely by surprise, kind of attended a screening at the last minute, and within seconds, when the overture was playing and it's all, you know, hand painted and very, you know, the sort of swelling score, and I was like, this I think is good. And you're right, Philip, but they're not bangers, the songs, but I think they're, I mean, certainly what could be as good as the original Mary Poppins tunes, but to me these are like the B-sides of the first movie's hits, which means they're still pretty good.
Still pretty good.
And I found myself like really like energized by the whole thing. And I think Emily Blunt is great. I think the whole production has, I mean, you'll probably talk about this, Jason, but the restoring the old 2D animation over live action, and I thought that was really
sweet. Refreshing not to see CGI try and just look naturalistic. Mm. This is just crazy stuff. I mean, the kids at one point go on this adventure with the characters who are painted on a porcelain vase, and they just remain these 2D characters with these 3D kids, and it's really well done.
Yeah.
But it's also very, very fantastical, more than a lot of things we see that try and achieve this realness.
Which is great. I mean, it's in line with, I guess, Mary Poppins' own philosophy, whereas there's no explanation and, you know, nonsense is great. And I think this movie just goes for fantasy and does it well. I mean, it should be said that it is, you know, in large part a retread of huge plot elements of the first film. So it's you know, it's Mary Poppins Awakens in to some extent.
Yeah,
I
think if anything, though, there's a bit of a lack of a soul when it comes to the children. They're not very front and center, I don't think. They're not very memorable.
Mm. But I think there's a weird soul that Emily Blunt brings to it. I think she makes it her own. And there's that whole story where Julie Andrews sat out a cameo because she wanted to give the film to her. And I think there's a few scenes where you get the sense of like Mary Poppins is, you know, she's done her work and she's just wondering, who am I, that kind of thing, like, who is she? Is she a ghost that reappears to help people? And there's a couple of sort of almost interior moments that Emily Blunt just makes a little bit ambiguous, which I quite liked.
I like
she's
that.
Also a Go little on. Bit more, she's a spoonful of vinegar rather than a spoonful of sugar, and I think that's great too. But I also think that the children are these, are forced to be in these little adults, and I mean the children are still Michael and Jane, I think, that with Ben Whishaw and Emily Blunt, and I think Emily Mortimer. And they're really lovely. I think they do particularly Ben Whishaw.
You know, there's a segue to be made here between Mary Poppins Returns, which is releasing New Year's Day, and The Favourite, which is a period piece set in, the court of Queen Anne, because it's the same costume designer, Sandy Powell. So she worked on Mary Poppins Returns and The Favourite, also working on Scorsese's upcoming film, The Irishman, which we've discussed already. And let's move on, actually, to The Favourite, because it's, in a sense, another period film, but it's very different, a film from absurdist Greek writer-director Yorgos Lanthimos, in which Olivia Colman plays this indulged and eccentric and very maladied, always sort of ill, Queen Anne, who becomes the object of desire, but maybe she's really the puppet master, in a lesbian love triangle with two ladies at court, played by Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz. Emma Stone plays an orphan who's a distant relative of the Queen. A royal farce of high passions, dirty tricks, and, of course, there's the backdrop of a brewing war with France. Let's have a taste.
The Queen is an extraordinary person.
They were all staring, weren't they? I can tell even if I can't see, and I heard the word fat. And ugly.
No one but me would dare, and I did not.
She's been stalked by tragedy.
Everyone leaves me. Dies.
It is important to make new friends in court, is it not?
You're so beautiful.
Stop it, you mock me.
If I were a man, I would ravish you.
You have become close to Abigail.
She is a viper.
You're jealous.
You must send Abigail away.
I do not want to.
Philippa, the most important Greek director to emerge in the last two decades, Yorgos Lanthimos, tries his hand at English history with partly an Australian scriptwriter.
Mm.
How does he fare?
Well, I really liked it, and I think that in a way it's English history completely transformed and made absurd, and so it takes place inside this extraordinary bubble where nothing is quite as you would expect it to be, and there's this kind of crazy heightened embrace of how impossible it is to be authentic, but it's funny and witty and fierce. But I think one of the things that I did like about it a lot was that you got both absurdity but also the sort of a poignant sense of the shift of these relationships. I think Rachel Weisz compared it to All About Eve in a way, which is sort of so fair enough. But I also think that I one thing I did like too was, there's this lifelong long time talking about it as close female friendship, but the film actually does make it clear that this is about, that the relationships involved sexual pleasure and that was part of what was going on.
Yeah.
And I just love the way that the male characters are relegated to these kind of painted fops in the background.
Well, Yorgos Lanthimos it's not the first time he's made it, a film about a closed kind of group of people hermetically sealed from the outside world, is it? I mean, Dogtooth, his first
film.
Well,
that was apparently what got, well, I think it's not, I think it was his
second, actually. First, yes, no, you're right. Yeah. There was a film that everyone sort of saw about a dysfunctional family.
Third film. It was his third.
Third, yeah. Okay. And here we've got this, I mean, you mentioned bubble. I mean, the film literally looks like a bubble sometimes because we've got lenses so wide, they're approaching fisheye, or they are fisheye lenses, so which further sort of give the sense of a bubble, but also give the sense of characters alone in these vast wood-paneled corridors and so forth. But Luke, did you find this funny?
Did I find it funny? With all due respect to Philippa, I found it resoundingly unfunny and completely lacking in wit. Sorry. For me, this is like the bottoming out of Lanthimos's English language trajectory, which has pretty much been downhill for me. I mean, all the things that you're saying, Philippa, I absolutely like about the film in theory. And I think, and there are a lot of nice touches. There are a lot of, Yorgos's absurd touches to the film. But for me, I think what comes unstuck is the script is really bad. And I just thought, I mean...
We should say it's Tony McNamara who's the Australian, and it's a terrible point to mention, name check him, but well, sorry, I should say
I mean, it's like Yorgos is no longer working with his regular scriptwriter.
Mm.
And to me, it just... Yeah, while the performance is dispirited and there's a lot of nice touches and there are funny moments, certainly, I just think that the film, I mean, within moments, it's supposed to have this sort of rat-a-tat-tat, you know, repartee, and I just found it very unfunny immediately. It was the kind of film where if you're amused by C-bombs delivered by characters in period costume, then maybe it's for you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Look, I think there might be a bit of this is a divisive film in some ways. And I have to say, Philippa, I'm tending more towards Luke's appreciation of the film or lack of appreciation of the film. Also felt a little dead, dull, sort of landed with a thud for me. However, it is being touted as a big Oscar contender. And a lot of great critics.
Wrong. Don't worry, Philippa.
A lot of great critics, along with yourself, Philippa, are lauding this film.
No,
the favorite.
You can be Waldorf and Statler on it. That's fine.
All right, that's.
I don't like to have fun.
The favorite is releasing Boxing Day. You are listening to The Hub on Screen. My name is Jason DeRosso. The two other esteemed critics that you can hear in my presence with me in the studio. Well, one is in Sydney, one is in Melbourne. Philippa Hawker, whose great work on writing on film you can read in The Australian, and Luke Goodsell, who you can read in The Monthly and ABC Arts Online.